And we note today the passing of an era in television.
Thanks for all that I have learned from you. That's been my richest reward. That's Nightly News for this Wednesday night. I'm Tom Brokaw. You'll see Brian Williams here tomorrow night, and I'll see you along the way.
Tom Brokaw signed off last night as the anchor of the NBC Nightly News after 21 years in that job. His departure has been a media event, but Slate's Brian Curtis has these thoughts on how hard it really is to assess Tom Brokaw's significance.
What makes a great network anchorman? That he's covered every presidential election since fill in the blank? That he's seen history with his own eyes, kibitzed with world leaders, and comforted the nation in times of mourning? These are some of the cosmic tributes being heaped upon Tom Brokaw as he exits NBC Nightly News. Why do they feel so inappropriate to explain Brokaw's strange appeal? Brokaw's official NBC biography credits him with dozens of network firsts. He was the first network evening news anchor to report from the site of the Oklahoma City bombing and the TWA Flight 800 tragedy. It's a curious honor, being the first to stand in front of smoking ruins, and the accolade really should go to Brokaw's NBC travel agent. The network notes he also got the first exclusive U.S. one-on-one interview with Mikhail Gorbachev. It's telling that NBC fails to mention a single word Brokaw uttered during these many firsts. It points out a problem in eulogizing departing anchormen. No one has any idea what makes an anchor great, journalistically speaking, outside of whether they find him personally appealing. The only honest case I can make for why I prefer Brokaw to Dan Rather and Peter Jennings is based on style. Brokaw's on-air manner is something you might call elegant roboticism. Brokaw has made a science out of the shop-worn anchor trick of pounding every third or fourth word with uncanny precision.
Credit warning. Free credit reports online, but beware what may come with the package.
Brokaw performs each night without seeming too eager or intense. His composure is such that when he surged past Dan Rather in the ratings in 1987, Rather's producers forced their anchor to dial down his intensity to emulate Brokaw's cool. Part of Brokaw's genius is that he has never pandered to his base. His competitors have done just the opposite. Rather became too cornpone, too Texan. Peter Jennings became too intellectualized. As for the quality of Brokaw's journalism, well, it's anyone's guess. Take his most sensational first, the 1987 interview with Gorbachev. According to press reports, he landed it because CBS News had been too harsh on Soviet behavior in Afghanistan, and because of the heroic efforts of NBC fixer Gordon Manning. Nor did Brokaw squeeze much from the Soviet. Mainly it was a chance for Brokaw, and not Mike Wallace or Peter Jennings, to be sitting across the table when the Soviet General Secretary first talked about glasnost to an American audience. That's something, I suppose. Perhaps for news anchors, it's futile to try to separate style and content. If that's the case, then shouldn't we admit that our collective Brokaw love stems from something a bit less exalted and a bit more complicated than is journalism? Before Brokaw had even left, his heir, Brian Williams, was already being pelted in the press. An NBC executive moaned to the New York Times that while Williams looks great and talks well, he won't have Brokaw's reporting experience when he assumes the desk. But honestly, how would anyone be able to tell?
Opinion from Brian Curtis. He's a Slate associate editor based in New York.